Farming has long been a vital part of our state's history, culture, and economy, but the average age of a farm operator in Wisconsin is 54 and a half years, and our state is seeing a continuing decline of family-run farms.
In an effort to encourage young people to consider farming as a viable career, a Wisconsin state representative has introduced the New Farmer Student Loan Assistance Program, which would help ease the burden of student debt for people who commit to operating a small or medium-sized farm in Wisconsin. We're joined now by the co-author of that bill, Mark Spreitzer, a Democratic state representative from Beloit. Mark, welcome to Central Time.
Thank you, Veronica.
Well, let's jump right in. Can you give us the core of this program that you're proposing? What would it do?
Absolutely. This program would provide student loan assistance to new farmers. They would have to apply for the program and be accepted based on having financial need and based on their preparation for farming in Wisconsin, their commitment to farm for at least 5 years and hopefully make a career out of it, and some other criteria, including the use of sustainable best practices as a preference within the application process. And if they're accepted, they would be reimbursed over a period of 5 years for up to $30,000 worth of student debt. And that could be from a bachelor's degree, an associate's degree, or the farm and industry short course at UW-Madison. And the whole idea of this is to make sure that during those 5 years that they're getting started farming, that they're not having to worry about making monthly loan payments, and they can focus on trying to get their farm economically self-sufficient and make those investments to pursue that career, because farming's often not that profitable in those early years getting started. And I wanted this to be as broad as possible in terms of who can participate, so it's really geared both toward people who grew up on a farm and are going back to either take over the family farm or strike out on their own, as well as people who grew up in a city or the suburbs and decided they wanted to get into farming and are doing that for the first time.
Why are you zeroing in on the student loan angle of it instead of, say, just offering incentives for anyone who wants to be a new farmer?
For two reasons. One is there are a number of programs that are available already to help with the purchase of land or equipment or other kinds of expenses related to getting started with farming, but there's not anything like this that relates to student debt. And the other issue is that we're seeing farming becoming more technical, so more farmers really need to go and get an education. And also we're seeing a real interest in people who didn't necessarily go to school for farming but have gotten interested in agriculture and a lot of times might major in something related to business or marketing and are trying to figure out how to add value to their farm crops and really make it as an entrepreneur. And so they need to get an education and they have student debt, so I wanted to tackle that issue.
Do you think that $30,000, up to $30,000, is enough to incentivize young people to go into farming at all?
Well, clearly, somebody needs to have an interest in farming and have other supports in place for this to work. But the average student debt for somebody graduating from the UW system with a bachelor's degree is just over $30,000. For somebody graduating from a private college in Wisconsin, the average debt is about $32,000. So we picked that number because that really tracks with the average debt, and the whole idea here is just to take that away as one of the barriers that is preventing people from going into farming if they already want to do that.
Right. And have you talked to people on the ground who said, yeah, I would like to go into farming, but I've got this loan burden and I'm not sure about the profit margins? Do you think this would solve what you're hearing from real people?
Absolutely. I know people that I went to college with at Beloit College that are in Wisconsin trying to get started in farming and navigating the challenges of making that work financially while paying off their debt. I've talked to one of my constituents, Jacob Marty, who luckily got out of college without student loans, but has talked to me about people he went to school with at UW-Stevens Point who would love to be farming and aren't because of their student debt. And he's in the process of taking over his parents' farm and succeeding at that, but wants to see his friends be able to do that as well. So I've met a number of people that are either paying off loans or know people who are and that are seeing this as a real issue that would help them.
We're talking to Mark Spreitzer right now, a Democratic state representative from Beloit, talking about a new program which would help ease the burden of student debt for young farmers in the state that he has created and is looking at right now. And you hear a lot about how the farming landscape has changed. The consolidation of farms, big agriculture, has made it harder for individual small-scale operations to thrive, to get off the ground, to keep solvent. How would this help that aspect of all of it?
Well, there are a couple of pieces of that. One is that if somebody who is a farmer that is aging and is preparing to retire and they don't have somebody to pass that farm along to, they don't have kids or other family members that want to come back and take it over and haven't been able to connect with another young person that wants to take it over, there's a real risk that that farmland ceases to be a family farm and it might become part of a larger corporate operation, or it might stop being farmland at all, but it's not going to be a family farm anymore. And so bringing in more young people and giving them the tools that they need to succeed financially in farming is going to help to make sure that there's more opportunities to transition farms from older farmers who want to pass them on to somebody who is going to keep farming on the land. And the other thing we're seeing is just a real diversity of the kinds of farming people are doing. And as I mentioned, a lot of interest in local food and trying to add value to those products and sell them at farmers markets or as part of community-supported agriculture programs. And a lot of the people doing that have gone and gotten college degrees in a variety of areas and are finding ways to be entrepreneurs, and helping with that student debt issue is, I think, really going to encourage that.
You've mentioned that you want to target people who sort of have an in with farming to begin with. Maybe it's in their family already, and you want to incentivize them that way. But what about people who don't come from farming backgrounds? Do you think that this might give a little enticement there too?
Absolutely, and that's why there's no requirement that that somebody needs to have gotten their degree in an agriculture-related field or come from a farming background. The goal here is really to bring in people from diverse, both farming and non-farming backgrounds, and you know, we want to make sure that they've done some preparation to succeed in farming, and so the program will be able to look at whether they've gotten some education related to farming or whether they have a farmer mentor or a business plan, things like that, so that we're really helping people who have a good chance of success, but they don't have to come from a farming background. And I really hope that people will take advantage of this who didn't grow up on a farm and are interested in getting into that, because we need new farmers from wherever we can get them.
So what's next for this bill, and do you have any bipartisan support on board?
The bill does have bipartisan support. It has four Republican co-sponsors in the Assembly, which I'm very excited about. The bill has been officially turned in for introduction, and I'm just waiting right now for it to be referred to committee, and I hope that it will get a public hearing. So looking forward to that process, hopefully in the next week or so here. And things are moving very quickly in the legislature right now toward the end of our session, but I've heard some good support, and as I said, four Republican co-sponsors, so I'm very hopeful that when this is referred to committee that we'll have a public hearing and a chance to move it forward in the process.
So if this has some success, are you optimistic that it could change the outlook for farmers in Wisconsin?
I do. I think this can be one part of the solution. This is partially modeled after a program that already exists in the state of New York, and they've seen a lot of interest in applying for the program that they have there, and I think we can make that work in Wisconsin as well. And I've also built into the program an audit by the Legislative Audit Bureau as it goes forward, so that we can see what's working and what isn't. And my hope is we'll see that it's working as funded at this level and be able to expand it and put some more money into it going forward based on that success.
Representative Spreitzer, thanks a lot for joining us.
Thank you.
That was Mark Spreitzer, Democratic State Representative from Beloit. We've been talking about his new proposed program that would help ease the burden of student debt for young farmers in Wisconsin.